Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. No doubt, hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use continues. This is the broadcast for June the 6th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country on your radio, the traditions of our founding fathers. We got a row to hoe, folks. I'm telling you right now, there's a lot to do. Tyranny's everywhere. But let's make one thing very clear. We got problems. We know it. We also have the greatest country on the face of the planet. Let's act like it. Okay, let's go to work. Let's educate ourselves. Let's understand the proper role of limited government. Let's focus on solutions. Let's have a cheerful, positive disposition. We know the Savior is going to come again, and when he does, it's going to be a glorious day. Let's prepare for that. Let's get together and do the best we can until he comes. And let's make sure that we in our own personal lives are the kind of people ready to meet our king. Normally, I don't believe in a king, folks. But the one to live a perfect life. All right, it'll be a different ballgame, won't it? Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you're doing fantastic. Last hour, we had a chat with Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org. We talked about the audit. The Fed bill is out of committee. We got to push hard. We talked about Ron Paul and his view of the Obama administration's push on the bathroom transgender stuff. Ron Paul talking about being in a property rights issue, and boy, is he right. We talked about state sovereignty in general. We talked about this bus rapid transit going on in our county. We got to reject it. It's part of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. We talked about a friend of ours named Oak Norton. He gave a talk last Friday night talking about education, comparing the education system to a scorpion. No doubt about that. If you don't believe in the bathroom genders coming to your government school, whether you like it or not. We also talked about at the end of the hour, great news, the Swiss. People over in Switzerland rejected a guaranteed minimum income by 70%. Kurt, you never got a chance to chime in on that. That's good news. At least they see the truth for what it is. They really wanted to pass this idea that everybody should get a certain amount of money. A man, a woman, a child, everybody would get a certain amount of money every month just for being, if you will. Not for any work, and the government would hand it out. That was an idea that literally was voted on in Switzerland, and they rejected it by like 70%, Kurt. That's good news.
Yes, it is. You know, it's just amazing to see when people are given the truth and the facts about how real freedom works, they embrace it. If they aren't, though, then they fall for many times these lies that are perpetuated, you know, about how there's some kind of free lunch available and all you got to do is vote yourselves into prosperity. It's the same old lies have been pushed for a long time, haven't they, Sam?
Yes, more and more people are getting educated and learning the truth. I think talk radio, believe it or not, is at the heart of a lot of that. Yep. Because you don't learn this in your government schools, but you do learn it on the radio. And speaking of the radio, and speaking of speeches that I give all across the country called He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules, and another talk that I give entitled New Media Takes Center Stage, I sent you an article last week in some private conversations with a buddy of ours, Kurt, that I want to bring up and talk about the article here. The headline of the article says this: regular podcast listeners are more likely to be younger, educated, affluent males with iPhones. Now, I find that to be a really interesting headline. Emily Eigert, or whatever her name is, wrote the article. And she basically says that podcasting has been around since the zeros, like 2000. But the medium has really seemed to take off with the ubiquity of smartphones and streaming technologies. This increased technology and popularity is articulated in a new study that just came out from Edison Research and Triton Digital. It's called The Podcast Consumers 2016. And they examined U.S. podcast listening habits along with the demographics that go with them. So they had a national survey of over 2,000 people, Kurt, and they had some interesting findings that we've got. More than half of them, 55% surveyed, that's well over 150 million people in America, said they're familiar with the term podcasting. Compare that to 49% back in 2015 and 22% back in 2006. Wow. We're talking about a significant shift in the public consciousness and their actions as well. They say while the more than half of Americans ages 12 and over may know about podcasting, they say only 36% have ever listened to one. But think about 36% of 300 million people. It's a lot of people, well over 100 million people. Now, by the way, that's three times the number of people that had done so in 2006. So if you take a third of Americans, 100 million people roughly, and you say it's three times what it was in 2006, you know what? 33 million in 2006 listened, and now 100 million listen. What's it going to be like in a couple of years, folks? They say this year alone, 21% say they listened to a podcast even as recently as within the last month. Now, this is interesting. They break it down even further. They say those between the ages of 12 to 24 were most likely to do so at 27%. 25 to 54-year-olds did so at 24%. The 55 and over crowd, 11%. But think about that. 27 and 24 and then 50. Wow. They say men were also more likely to listen to a podcast than women. 24% versus 18%. Now, they say of those who listened to a podcast in the last month, it was 56% male, 44% female. But they say in general, the majority of podcast listeners are ages 18 to 34. Let's see. 18 to 34-year-olds listen. 38%, if you will. Or 35 to 54, 34%. So it's kind of interesting. I guess the preteens are listening too, Kurt. Podcast listeners overall were found to be wealthier and more educated. But podcast listeners from all varieties, well, they say they've begun to listen to podcasts within the last 1 to 3 years. So they act like podcasting's been around forever and it's old hat, but it's not. Just because the technology has existed, that doesn't mean that it's become ubiquitous or reached the masses. But now it has. The vast majority of podcast listeners did so on a mobile device. Only 29% did on a computer now, Kurt. So not only is it going podcasting, but it's going mobile. And even though podcasting technology has been around for quite a bit, the reality is it hasn't hit the mass consciousness until the last couple of years, and it's going to do nothing but grow. The mainstream press people don't know what to do with themselves, Kurt. They pretend we were nobodies, and now they have to admit the truth. Even the hardcore researchers and number gatherers have to admit it's true. Podcasting is taking over the world. They say the majority of podcast listening takes place at home. That's 53% reported that location is the most common. 21% say they listen in a vehicle, but listen carefully. Public transportation. Nobody really listened there, you know. I would surmise then it's not really a bunch of socialists podcasting either then, folks. All right, quick pause. I want Kurt's comments and a little bit more statistics for you. Podcasting taking over. The new media is taking center stage, and now the mainstream press forced to admit it on your radio.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998, and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
We're talking about this incredible article written in the mainstream press where they're forced to admit the new media is taking center stage. Regular podcast listeners are more likely to be younger, educated, affluent males with an iPhone. Now, it's interesting, they talk about this and they say, you know, it used to be that people used to try to download podcasts. Now the majority just click and listen online. If they download, they usually listen within 24 hours of the podcast ending. Now, here's some, I don't know what you say, matrix relating to politics that might be interesting as well in this report. 32% of podcast listeners identify as Democrats. 26% say they are independents. Now think about that. 32 and 26. 42, 52, 58% aren't Really? Trump guys, maybe, huh? 24% call themselves Republicans. 18% say they're something else. So when you take the independents and the something else crowd, it's large. Podcast listeners are slightly more likely to self-identify as independents, 24%, and a bit less likely to call themselves Republicans, 27%. So, folks, the people are getting educated. As you can see, the next generation isn't so keen on the AM-FM dial anymore. Now, they don't break out statistics about AM listenership, but they ought to. They just tell you that the radio dial is still the most popular place. And I submit to you, that's because most people have 10, 11, 12-year-old cars. The average car is about 11 years old right now. And most of those cars don't have the ability to listen to the iPhone unless you've added some aftermarket equipment or something like that. It's just not outfitted to do so. But the new cars will be. And with new technology coming to the table virtually every day, it's only a matter of time. Kurt, you want to chime in on this? Fascinating study, my friend.
Well, several things, you know, about it. Like you mentioned, well, you said the 26% of independents, 31% on the Democrat. I would say, but you said not Trump guys, and I would say, well, that is if Trump were Mitt Romney. He's not, in my opinion, and that's one of the reasons he's got the support he's got. The people are coming out in droves.
Let me tell you why a lot of them aren't Trump guys. If Trump wanted to advertise and promote and talk to a lot of us, you know, podcasters and new media ticket center stage people and internet radio people and some of the smaller broadcasts, he would reach that audience, Kurt, and they may be Trump supporters. Many of them may just not really be comfortable with who Trump is because of the lies of the mainstream press that we need to simply have a their gatekeeper position challenged. And I would offer that to Trump. I've offered it in my open letter, and I offer it again. Trump could take advantage of this, but, you know.
Yeah. You're right, but he is. You know, for example, we're talking about it right now. We're talking about his candidacy, and there's plenty of it going on. You know, but I'd say those independents are at least, if not excited about that, I'd be really surprised. I think that's what really runs the. If somebody can really attract those guys, then I think most of the time they win. But. You know, to the bigger issue of the story, you know, and the technology and things that you mentioned, because that's what we're really talking about here is, you know, when you look at what you told me 20-something years ago, I don't know for sure exactly on the timing, when you were telling me that, hey, we need to go here, and I was saying, oh, you know, I think we need to get radio stations or you know, broadcast on radio stations. I was basically, as usual, way behind the scenes, the game, if you will. You're up on technology, and you've been there, like you told somebody the other day when they said, hey, we gotta go there, you know, the Roku or, you know, whatever, some of these ideas. You said, well, yeah, coming where I am, where I've been, you know. And that's the fact, you've seen it ahead of time, and a lot just simply because you knew about technology, you knew about the internet, you knew what was happening. And when freedom is offered to people, whether it's freedom of broadcasting, freedom of whatever it is, they typically like it. And that's what you're seeing. I mean, it shouldn't be that big of a surprise that now people are able to. Like they embraced the VCR and the all these other devices so that they could watch video of their choice, not video that was offered to them only at certain times. They could choose those things, and they did it in a monstrous way. Now, you know, you've got audio options like crazy coming at you from everywhere. And that's what, you know, I mean, freedom is popular, to use the coin or the phrase that Ron Paul would mention, huh, Sam?
Yes, and it's not even that I'm so brilliant, Kurt. I just realized, look, just like politics, how they've created all kinds of laws and regulations and rules and things that make it impossible for the average third-party person to run for office almost. Okay, the barrier of entry has been really protected in so many ways. The same thing has been true in the media. And for me, really, to be a talk show host on a national scale, you know what, 20 years ago was basically unheard of, Kurt. You had to get satellite costs at about $5,000, $6,000 a month for the satellite. You had to call radio stations everywhere across the country and get them to carry your broadcast, or you had to buy radio stations. They were incredibly expensive at the time. And it just, the barrier of entry was just so huge that it was like, forget it. I mean, it's just not possible without literally millions and millions and millions of dollars. But then when I saw the internet come to fruition and I started to play with internet radio and internet audio and the distribution methods, and I understood podcast files and all these, I began to realize that, you know what, it's going to be an absolute blessing, because you know what, now you can not only talk to people in the United States, but around the world. We have listeners, Kurt, from all kinds of other countries. All around the world, people listen, and they email us, and they say, man, I'm getting you loud and clear, and it's amazing. And so the barrier of entry has changed, and that's what the media doesn't know what to do with. Little teeny guys like us with a couple of dollars, you know, we're lucky to have a ham sandwich for lunch, you know, but a couple of dollars can really change the game and speak out and be heard. And they've never had to deal with that before. They've always been the gatekeepers. The barrier of entry was always way too high. Only the big boys had a say, and only the big boys got to speak out. That's all changed. And it's only going to get better, if you will. But the government's kind of getting fearful, too. And so they're starting to try to put greater barriers, Kurt. But the battle's on. Look at Glenn Beck even. Glenn Beck in the days gone past wouldn't have been able to leave Fox and even survive. Now he leaves Fox and he's still a huge radio host. And you could say, well, that's because of Premier, Sam. Yeah, but in the past, if you would have left Fox, it would have been a death nail for your talk show or your status as a national figure. All that's changed. All of it. And so anyway, it's delightful to see in so many ways, Kurt. It's beyond imagination. Anyway, I thought I'd bring that to your attention. I thought it was worth discussing. I thought it was valuable to focus on. All right. They say Trump is rich, Kurt, but he's a billionaire. Maybe the fact that he won't release his taxes means he's not a billionaire like he wanted everybody to believe. He might be wealthy, but he may not be near as wealthy as he indicates. That's the latest mainstream press attack. You want to respond to that, Kurt?
Well, they're doing all they can in any way possible to go after him. But I just don't see any of their real things sticking, simply because look who his competition is, Sam. I mean, I'm talking about not the people we would prefer, the Daryl Castles, the Clintons, Hillary Clinton, but, or excuse me, Daryl Castle, the Scott Bradley, but they put up the two choices, choice A, choice B, Trump and Clinton, you know. So you can see why, at least in my opinion, if you're giving those two options.
Hold tight, people, pause.
They just go.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Left-leaning Russia scholar Stephen Cohen, writing at The Nation magazine, points out that we have been watching for nearly a month a steady buildup of American and NATO forces along Russia's borders, on land, on the sea, and in the air. There has been nothing like this on Russia's borders, such an amassing of hostile military force, since the German invasion of the Soviet Union in 1941. Global Affairs commentator Pepe Escobar warns that Moscow has more than ample means to call NATO's bluff should hostilities ensue in Europe. If push comes to nuclear shove, the S-400 and especially the S-500 anti-missile missiles would block all incoming U.S. ICBMs, cruise missiles, and stealth aircraft, he writes. Offensive drones would be blocked by drone defenses. The S-500 practically consigns to the dustbin stealth warplanes, such as the F-22, F-35, and the B-2. The bottom line is that Russia, in terms of hypersonic missile development, is about four generations ahead of the U.S. Seeking to counter hostile media coverage of the lawsuits against now-defunct Trump University, the Trump presidential campaign released an ad featuring testimonials from four people who had attended the two-day course. The Associated Press points out that three of the endorsements came from people with business ties to the presumptive Republican nominee. The fourth, who claimed that the course helped him to enroll in the Wharton Business School, never academically enrolled in the elite university. After being asked about the matter by the AP, the endorser explained that he attended a seminar offered by the school. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
They're trying to find every way they possibly can to attack Donald Trump, Kurt. Is he really a billionaire? Is one of the questions. The next question is, what was Trump University? Now they're trying to attack his real estate educational arm, saying that it was worthless, too high priced. It was nothing but a scandal. This kind of goes back to this discussion that we had about Richard Miller, Kurt, and about fake degrees and everything else. Look, the government's been snookering everybody for years, and they act like their educational institutions are legitimate. And that Donald Trump's and Richard Allen Miller's and others are not? Who put them in charge, Kurt?
Well, that's the whole point, that monopolies really want to control their monopoly. And, you know, it goes to back to freedom so many times. Who's to say who's qualified or not? The real, in real business, the way it gets done is you evaluate an individual based on not some sort of paper that they have, but their real activities in life. And, you know, you getting to know them and seeing how they would benefit your business. Not just, you know, oh, how many years did you spend in some government school? But that's the way government want it. And those, that education industry, the big business of education, wants to maintain their control. They view things like Trump University, even University of Phoenix, many of these private institutions as an enemy, and, you know, or competition, if you will. And so they want to do all they can to eliminate it, just like any other monopoly would want to do that, you know. That's what you see in there. And, of course, you know, these same guys that want to tell you that Trump's got this egg on his face because of that, you know, I mean, they certainly wouldn't want the same kind of scrutiny in their lives.
I find it fascinating how they do this, though. They're going to attack Trump University. Now, there's a big battle that then now there's a judge who's supposed to be dealing with the Trump case, Kurt. And I guess his parents were Mexican, immigrated to the United States, but this guy was born in the United States. And Trump's kind of saying because he's Mexican, he may not be able to give a fair shake to Trump because Trump has criticized Mexicans. And now they're trying to make this a big old battle about, you know, can Trump say that? Was it racist, etc.? Do you have any thoughts on this, Kurt?
Well, you know, at least in the past, then we've sure seen how judges can overrule the will of the people many times. You know, one little judge can tell a state, you know, like in our state, for example, some 60% of the people said they didn't want this homosexual marriage kind of stuff. And yet one little judge just said, hey, nope, no can do. And that's not the way one judge is supposed to do it. You know, we do have the Supreme Court, but we're not supposed to have any one branch of our government so powerful that they just basically overrule the others, especially overruling the people. And I can see Trump's point. There's certainly a chance when you have that kind of thing going on. I mean, you saw what happened there in San Jose, and you continue to see the same kind of out-of-control situation going across America, don't you?
I think you're right, and what I like about this is, you know, I don't really like the Mexican component only because I don't like to bring race into the issue. However, they always do that. They always, on one hand, want to pretend that anybody that's not white is above the race fray. But anybody who is white who brings it up is, you know, in other words, hey, because he's Mexican, he couldn't be a racist idea. But Donald obviously is because he's white kind of a thing. That's the problem that I have with it. The other problem that I have with it is this idea that judges are above reproach, that somehow, look, this guy's a judge, Kurt, as if that somehow gives him the moral high ground just because of his, quote, status. And I couldn't disagree with that more. And so I appreciate Donald saying, you know what? I don't care if you're the president. I don't care if you're a judge. I don't care. You still have the propensity to be corrupt. And that's really, in my opinion, the most important point about Trump. I'm not even a Trump supporter, folks. But I will give that credit to say, hey, he's tearing down this idea that doctors know more than everybody else. Lawyers, you know more than everybody else. Politicians somehow have the moral high ground. Or all these people are above reproach because look at what high positions they've obtained. Or whatever this societal lie we've believed for so long. He rejects all that. Hillary Clinton trying to right now say Trump isn't qualified to be president. He doesn't know anything about international. He fights with everybody. And so, but the presumption is because Hillary's been in government forever, never mind all of her scandals, she's qualified and Trump's not. See, I think that's just the opposite. Trump doing business around the world makes him 10 times more qualified than Hillary's ever been.
Another point here, at least, and you bring up this whole race thing that is a very important part of the picture. I was watching recently, there's a lady comedian, and she happens to be Spanish, so she speaks Spanish and that kind of thing. And, of course, then she's, I think, able to or allowed to say certain things that, you know, a normal, quote, white guy would get in trouble for saying, because she can say it because that's part of her race. It's kind of like you see the whole black guys that call, you know, somebody else the N-word, as we call it now, you know, and that kind of thing. And they get a pass for it in her presentation, which is definitely funny. She talks about going into a nail salon that, you know, is manned, or in this case, womaned by a number of Asian ladies. And she makes fun of their, you know, lingo and the way they talk and the way they say things. And yet, I believe if you turned the tables and made it a white guy doing that kind of thing, or even a white woman doing that kind of thing, that you'd have some uproar. It's just interesting how the whole race thing breaks down, isn't it?
It's very interesting, and I am sad about the race divisions in America. I personally believe we ought to judge people on their character. And I do believe Martin Luther King Jr., and I know that's not his real name, And I believe him to be a complete fraud. I think he was a womanizer. I think he was an immoral man. I think he was backed by communist money. I think all kind of things about Martin Luther King Jr. that I have a problem with. Nevertheless, he said some things that were right. And I'm ready to reject the wrong and embrace the right, no matter who it is. And, you know, the idea that we're going to judge people based on their character. You know, if somebody's trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, kind, obedient, cheerful, thrifty, brave, clean, and reverent, like the Boy Scouts say, hey, they're in my book is one of the good guys. Okay, I don't care whether they're Mexican or a Mexican national or whether their parents immigrated or whether they're Japanese. See, we had an unfair issue with the Japanese in the 40s too, see. But I say we need to relate to people if they're good people, if they're good, honest, moral people, if they understand the proper role of government and they're willing to work for that, they're friends of mine. And we really need, but you know what? It doesn't matter what I say. The mainstream press loves to just pick apart everything we say and do and only focus on the negative, only focus on their extrapolated manipulations of the truth for their agenda. All right, I guess Nikki Haley's in the news, compares Trump to that shooter. What is it, Dylan Roof or whatever it is? Dylan Roof, I guess, yeah, is what it is. All right, Dylan Roof. I know what that rhetoric can do, says Nikki Haley. I saw it happen. Now, this is an example, Kurt, where how on earth can you compare Troop or Trump to a shooter that murdered people, Kurt? It's crazy.
Yeah, but the reason she's going to get a pass for it is, number one, she's a woman. Number two, you know, so if a white guy said the same thing, hey, no way. But she's a woman. She, I believe, even has some, if I remember right, some Indian ancestry, you know, that kind of thing. So then she's got another little Trump card in her favor in the world we live in today. And so that's what you see, I believe, you know. You see these different little situations playing out. And Nikki Haley, you know, governor of South Carolina, I guess thinks it's politically astute for her to do that. I disagree.
But I'm saying it's absolutely unacceptable behavior, though, this idea to compare Donald Trump to the murderer. I mean, I don't understand these comparisons. Here's the problem. When you're such a public figure like the Donald, they say there's no libel or slander that'll hold water.
Yeah, you can say or do anything.
No wonder Trump wants to change the rules on that. See, everything Trump wants to do makes a lot of common sense.
Yeah, good point.
Not that I agree with what he might do, but I'm just saying what he says makes sense, folks. All right, quick pause. Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, Sam and Kurt. There's an article about California, Kurt. As you know, California routinely sets the standard for progressive ideology by adopting law after law that the country is not even considering as a whole, Kurt. But then it does come to a theater near you. For example, it was years ago that California adopted this wholesale homosexual agenda. In other words, they set the standard. Now they're working on another proposal that you need to be aware of, Kurt. They want to let the state and all of its branches copyright all government works, as in everything. Even video images of public meetings. The warning is coming from the Electronic Frontier Foundation and the California Assembly Committee on the Judiciary is working on approving. Basically, what you'll have is the controlling of free speech. At its core, this new bill they're working on grants the state and local governments the authority to create, hold, and exert copyright, including materials created by the government. Of course, the Electronic Frontier Foundation and we here at Liberty Roundtable strongly oppose their plan. Such a broad grant of copyright authority to the government will chill speech, stifle open government, and harm the public domain. What do you say, Kurt? Intellectual property restrictions controlled by your government. This includes trademarks, patents, trade secrets, and copyrights. It's comprehensive. Reports, videos, maps, anything produced by the government could be absolutely controlled.
Well, that's the way it is, Sam. I mean, you and I are supposed to pay for everything, which means, of course, we own it. We're part of the government and all that kind of stuff. But then if we want to access it, that's a different story. You got to pay for that, too. You know, I mean, it's just crazy, isn't it? We're all told that, oh, you know, I mean, all for one, one for all. Pay up your taxes. You know, I mean, you own America, you know. I mean, this land is your land. This land is my land. All that kind of stuff. And then you want to step your foot on it. Well, wait a minute. You know, I mean, you got to pay for that privilege. It's just amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing. And it's the kind of thing that I find typical of government, though. Look, they want to control and do and be in everything. And if we, the people, fall for the lie and let them do it, we're in real trouble. I mean, pretty soon, the government will control flood maps. The government will control all the, you know what? You won't be able to get a copy of your town hall meeting because the government will say, wait a minute, we own a copyright on that. You won't be able to go in and record the meeting because they'll say, you know what? It's not helpful when you do that. You can get the video from us. By the way, it's copyright. There's a fee. And this puts the government in control of so much. And the government's really going for broke on a lot of these issues, Kurt. My only question is, when are the American people going to realize that enough is enough? And what I see happening, though, is instead of the American people realizing and putting a peaceful stop to it, Kurt, what I see is more and more and more societal breakdown. People give up and go the wrong directions for solutions. People are angry. Fights and wars on all fronts break out. And the more government violates the law, the more we're going to see a societal breakdown. But Trump is in the news, Kurt, and he's absolutely adding mainstream Republicans to his leadership group. Headline: Donald Trump and the Republican Party reach fundraising agreement. Did you see this, Kurt? A former Goldman Sachs executive, Steve Mnuchin, is working for Donald now.
Well, at least you really think the Republicans are going to just let go. The insider Republicans, I should say, are going to let go of the cash and bankroll of Trump. All you really have is, a little bit of talking behind the scenes of, we're going to work together. It's a happy face, up front. But they're ticked off at him because he's not following the regular plan,
I think you're right, but I also think this is their attempt to control him.
Well, yeah, that's exactly right. They want something for their money. And who doesn't? When you spend money, you typically want a return for it. And, the big donors, and you watch this in the movie, It's a Wonderful Life, Mr. Smith Goes to Washington, you can learn all about how that works. When those big donors buy those congressmen and senators, they want certain votes for it. Is how it works. Same way with presidents.
For example, they just added a guy by the name of Jim Murphy, well-known GOP advisor to his campaign staff. Jim Murphy, well known. Now, Jim Murphy was well known for leadership in the Bob Dole campaign, Kurt.
it's amazing, isn't it, how it's just the same old guys keep coming around, most of us, like, say you live in a town and you got a corrupt, let's say you got a corrupt sheriff, and the people vote to get rid of him. And then you get a new mayor, and the new mayor decides, I think we need a police chief. In the biggest town in the area, all of a sudden, the police chief is the old corrupt sheriff. Most people go, wait a minute. This isn't what we hope for. This isn't what we ask for, but that's just the way it typically works, it's been going on since, way before the days of the sheriff of Nottingham.
And the more Trump hires these kind of people, though, the less effective Trump will become, Kurt, because there'll be making decisions at all kinds of levels. There'll be people that'll be holding the purse strings and giving advice and whispering in his ear. And if you can isolate Trump enough and whisper in his ear long enough and control the money.
Yes.
All in the name of, you got to get elected, my friend, and this is what it takes to do it, does not bode well for us and our freedom movement at all.
Well, and it's exactly right when it comes to, I remember the, reading about what the president, Mr. Eisenhower, and he, back in his time, talked about what was called the military-industrial complex. And of course, he was basically saying how they control things, and big business and their big money interests so many times buy off those congressmen and senators and get exactly what they want. And you wonder why we bomb and we do the different things we do as a government. Most every time you can track it right back to who's buying the basically the power. You know, that's one of the reasons people, you know, like Trump, is they feel like he's somebody that maybe can't be bought. But I'm telling you, it's a tall, tall issue for a guy, whether you're Ronald Reagan or anybody else. Even George Washington was offered the whole kingship kind of idea.
Yeah, and he may not be able to be bought in the traditional sense, Kurt, but he can be bought in other ways. In other words, look, Donald, this is what it takes. This is what you need to do to beat Hillary, to be central, to go kind of the center, to do this, to do that. I'm convinced all these operatives around him, and we've named many of them, it does not look good for Trump and his ability to withstand them and his ability to remain true to the things that he's promised the American people on the campaign trail. I hope he will, but I just see the handwriting on the wall.
He could still do it. You know, like if you get yourself surrounded by a good four or five guys that basically, you know, do your, I guess you could say, bidding, and yet you agree that these other guys can do certain things, then, you know, you could do a lot of good. It's just, you know, it's you look at the track record we've seen for, you know, nigh on to, 100 years plus with reserve and the whole thing.
Yeah, and I certainly don't want to go negative like there's no hope here. I'm just saying we need to be very careful about that. Just see what really happens. And whenever we see hirings like this that are more and more and more mainstream, what's fascinating to me is Bob Dole was a massive loser back in, 96, Kurt?
That's right.
I don't know why you'd want to hire guys on Bob Dole's losing team in the first place, but, you know.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Any professional sports team is not going to go, oh, man, let's get the guys that lost big before, you know.
Now, I also don't understand. I think they'll probably get Newt Gingrich in the mix too, Kurt, somehow. Newt is being talked about, vetted, played with, whatever you want to say. They're gauging the American people's tolerance for a Newt also.
Yeah. That's right.
So we'll keep an eye on the ball. Trump needs to announce fairly quickly who's going to be his vice presidential pick, and that'll tell you a ton. He's already indicated he wants an insider. Go ahead.
I think he'll do that at the convention.
He might. All right. Well, we're going to make sure we can cover that big time. It's critical to do so. All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Thanks, Kurt. Travel safe home, my friend. We'll catch you in the studio tomorrow.
All right.
And all I can tell you is we, the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. It's going to be a long road of hope. But the principles are clear. The landmarks, if you will, are identifiable. Thank heavens to our founding fathers and their sacred sacrifice. This nation shall endure. LibertyNewsRadio.com.